Baston. I can't say Boston the way they say Boston in Boston. Baston. Boston, more than a feeling. Jason's classic cut. On the day before Thanksgiving, I haven't said much about Thanksgiving. I'm sure Rush Limbaugh will do his traditional story of the first Thanksgiving, where they tried communism and it's failed, so I don't do that. I could sit here and talk for an hour about eating tomorrow. Oh, man. I'm so... Did we do this on the air? Did we talk about the calories on the air? We didn't do that, did we? We talked about... You and I, Jason, spoke of that. I saw something on one of our show prep things where... You have... The average Thanksgiving dinner is 3,000 calories. And what was it, 1,100 grams of fat? That fat content, whatever it was, and I may be wrong on that number, but I thought it was that. That's four sticks of butter, Jason. It's like eating four sticks of butter. There's probably two sticks of butter in what you eat. I base the turkey on the grill with butter. I do. And they point out that's not breakfast and that's not the post-meal grazing and other things. I would say that number's about right. You thought it was low. You thought the 3,000 was low for you. Was that for all day, though, or for the meal? All day. Oh, yeah, but they say that, though. They're just saying the meal. And that's already way off the charts. 2,000 is supposed to be the normal caloric intake for an active person. I'm not active this time of year, so mine should probably be about 1,700. Maybe 20, 30 grams of fat. I'm not sure about that. Jason's like, that's not happening. No. Jason will have that much in before the prayer. He's like, you're absolutely looking forward to it. Have a very happy Thanksgiving, by the way. All right. I want to do a few things quickly here. First, I teased something I'm not going to get to. The New York Times published a piece on Sunday suggesting that the uber-liberal Governor Dayton in Minnesota, Mark Dayton, is having more success improving his state's economy than Scott Walker is. I'm not going to get to that today. I teased it. I'm not going to get to it. The piece was written by Lawrence Jacobs. It appeared in Sunday's New York Times. I reached out to the Walker administration yesterday, and I did get a response. I'm going to blog on that. I'm going to blog on that at the Bader blog, and we'll do it tomorrow. Or, I'm sorry, Friday. We'll do it Friday. Jason's like, really? Because I'm not going to be here. You're going to be running the board. No, the Green Bay Packers will be on. The pregame will be on at this time tomorrow. Friday, we'll take that one up. So I'm not getting to that one today. I do want to quickly get to one. There's a lot of confusion in the state right now in terms of Act 10, the governor's public employee union reforms. Here's what happened. On Monday, the state's labor commission voted to hold union elections starting this week, Friday. Here's where this gets very confusing. The recertification elections, it's and under Act 10, unions have to recertify every year. It will decide whether teachers' unions keep their official status, and the voting will stretch through December 19th. So what's happening is notices going out, advising employees how they can cast a ballot, and so on. Here's where this gets very confusing. Uber-liberal Dane County Judge Juan Colas found that the commission's two members were in contempt of court last month for scheduling these union elections. Why? Because he ruled Act 10 unconstitutional. So nothing that is a policy of Act 10 in his mind should be in place, including that unions have to recertify and you have to get 51% of membership vote, not of those voting. So in other words, if there's 5,000 members, you need 2,501 votes or whatever to get to 51%, not just the 51% of those voting, okay? That is seen as very difficult to achieve. The belief is if these unions that do vote, and again, this is for school district employees, if they do vote, they're going to fail. So Juan Colas tried to hold them in contempt. That contempt order was quashed last week. The Supreme Court ruled no, they're not. Colas was out of line when he held them in contempt. So now the commission is moving forward with these votes. But the Supreme Court did not stay Colas's larger ruling that Act 10 is unconstitutional. So no one really seems to know where it is today. Rick Essenberg is an attorney involved in this. He wrote a piece actually today. Today, this appears on Right Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Supreme Court last week vacated a contempt order issued by Dane County Judge Juan Colas that had blocked teachers unions, teachers across the state from voting on whether they wanted to continue to be represented by a union. The ruling came as part of the court's review of Judge Colas's ruling that Act 10 is unconstitutional. The decision is not formally based on whether or not Act 10 is constitutional. The five-justice majority acted on procedural grounds, holding that the contempt order had substantially modified Judge Colas's judgment after it had been appealed. This, they ruled, he had no power to do. Second, the sharply worded dissent of the Chief Justice and Justice Bradley misses the mark. The problem with Judge Colas's contempt order is that it foreclosed the rights of person not before him. His initial order, which did not enjoin the state from conducting recertification elections or foreclose the Act 10 rights of persons not before him, did not do so. Blah, 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 legalese. Here's what it comes down to. This is an absolute mess right now. So the commission is going to go ahead and hold this vote. Then the attorney for the unions, Lester Pines, is going to challenge the result of those votes, saying, no, Juan Colas, the judge, said Act 10 is unconstitutional, so these votes don't count. Because what you're going to see is a decertification of some of these unions because they won't get the votes they need. I know this is very confusing, so let me try one more time. What happened is, under Colas's contempt order, holding the commission in contempt, these votes couldn't happen. The contempt order has been lifted by the Supreme Court, but his larger ruling that Act 10 is unconstitutional is still in place. So the commission is going to go ahead and hold these certification votes. They will likely fail. When they do, their lawyer is going to go to court and say, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Because His ruling that Act 10 is unconstitutional is still in place. It's a mess. What is the status of Act 10 in Wisconsin right now? It's a mess. One other thing, and then in the next segment, Jason, we'll get to our Packer picks and Josh Sitton's comments. You know, because I've been telling you a lot about the John Doe probe that's underway in Wisconsin. Now, you've got conservative groups pushing back. The latest John Doe probe is targeting some 30 conservative groups in Wisconsin, apparently alleging that they improperly coordinated with State Senate and Governor Walker's recall campaign. As a result, big-time fishing expeditionist Bruce Landgraf of the Milwaukee County DA's office wants their donor records. This is an attempt to freeze them out of the process in 2014 elections, the way the IRS did to Tea Party groups in 2012. That's what this is. So they're fighting back. What they've done is they have filed, they've made court filings to try to stop the John Doe probe. The appeals court last week refused to do that, to immediately stop that. All right, now The judge in the John Doe probe is seeking representation from the State Justice Department. That means he's asking J.B. Van Hollen's Justice Department to defend him. Reserve Judge Gregory Peterson, the judge overseeing the John Doe, said Tuesday he made the request through the Director of State Courts, John Volker. Peterson said it had been indicated to him the department would represent him, and the other judges involved in the case are seeking representation as well. So Republican J.B. Van Hollen's Justice Department is going to have to defend these judges against a court challenge to the probe. I still support the conservative groups doing this. They needed to fight back because this is a witch hunt, fishing expedition, or both, whatever you want to call it. That's what it is. What this does is say, look, pony up here. And why does this just include Republican groups and not Democrat groups? What are you looking for? What evidence do you have? I applaud this move. It's 10:18.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.